hour and 20 minutes before Liberal MPs gather to vote on Tony Abbott's future as Prime Minister. Malcolm Turnbull expected to challenge the PM if that motion this morning to spill leadership positions is successful. Tony Abbott, he's warning that if he is, in his words, dragged down, the Liberal Party would be reduced to the level of the ALP, which, as we know, endured several years of leadership reductions under Kevin Rudd, Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd. Backbencher Don Randall, who will second this morning's spill motion, he says voters are demanding Tony Abbott be dumped.
And I've spent 2 months in the electorate. I haven't been anywhere but in and around my electorate in Western Australia, and I can't go anywhere, I can't go to a shop, without they say to me, you guys have got to do something about your leader.
That's Liberal MP Don Randall en route to Canberra and this morning's party room meeting at 9 o'clock, now just over an hour away. Tony Abbott still enjoys significant support. Corey Bernardi, for one, has vowed to do whatever he can to stop Malcolm Turnbull resuming the leadership. Corey Bernardi is in our Parliament studio where he's speaking with political editor Alison Carabine.
Corey Bernardi, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
You say Malcolm Turnbull nearly destroyed the Liberal Party when he was last leader. Can you remind us, how did he nearly do that?
Well, we had a number of contentious policy debates. The grassroots of the Liberal Party and the people of Australia were voicing their discontent with a party that was becoming an imitation of Labor and endorsing Labor's policies. This was pointed out again and again and again, and ended up in what was the biggest revolt of the grassroots in the history of the Liberal Party, simply because Mr. Turnbull refused to listen to the Liberal Party or the members of the Parliamentary Party.
And that's a reference to the ETS scheme that Kevin Rudd was prosecuting. It's understood that Malcolm Turnbull has given an assurance this time around that there will be no return to a price on carbon if he takes the leadership. Do you trust him?
Well, the simple answer is he has committed in the past to pricing carbon. He's committed to, supporting international agreements. And if I go back to the last debate, it was really about what's in the national interest. And anyone, I believe, that signed up to a blank check for, some climate change policies that weren't going to make any difference at all to the climate should have their intentions about the national interest brought into question.
Well, what about other issues such as same-sex marriage? What's the likelihood of Malcolm Turnbull allowing a conscience vote in the Liberal Party on marriage equality if he is elected leader?
Well, there's another question there. The Liberal Party has supported unanimously and for over 50 years that marriage is between a man and a woman. It's not a matter of conscience, it's a matter of party policy.
So you're going to muscle up to him on this particular issue also?
Well, I'll be advocating for Liberal Party policy. I'll be advocating for the values and the standards and the principles that the Liberal Party has stood on for over 50 years. There are too many people who think the Liberal Party is just a vehicle for their own, self-indulgence. I don't. I think it's the custodian of some great values.
But if Malcolm Turnbull nearly destroyed the Liberal Party, isn't Tony Abbott nearly destroying the government? The polling is consistent and it points to a wipeout at the next election under his leadership.
There's no question the government's got some difficulties. And Ali, I've said to the government over the course of the last 16 months, they've made some mistakes. And I've said I can't support some of the issues that they're putting forward. It's always been about principle. It's always been about the policy and the values of the party should be standing for. But I do believe the right thing to do is to stick behind a first-term Prime Minister who, after 16 months, has acknowledged he's made some mistakes, but he's committed to redressing those errors. I want to give him the benefit of that doubt. I want to give him a chance. And I don't want to reward those who have sought to undermine, to leak and damage the integrity of this government.
And who's responsible for that leaking and that damage that is being caused to the government? You have said it's an orchestrated campaign. Who's orchestrated it?
Well, if we go back through the last 12 or 15 months where there has been leaks from the cabinet and other areas, the journalists would be in a much better position to identify that because, of course, they're all done anonymously.
But Malcolm Turnbull? Is he the one you're blaming for this?
I do know there are members of the cabinet that have been ringing around making promises on behalf of Mr. Turnbull to support this spill, and they're dividing up the positions. I think that is grossly disloyal, and the fact that it's called the Turnbull camp I think gives you an indication of who the leader of it is.
So it's not just a backbench revolt. There is a cabinet element pushing Malcolm Turnbull
there
as well.
There is no doubt this is an ambush. There may have been the seeds of discontent amongst the backbench. Some of us have raised that with the Prime Minister over successive periods of time, but they've been fed, they've been encouraged, they've been fertilised, and they've been watered by those much senior. And if you're going to back a horse in this, you want to back the horse called self-interest. I'm not doing that. I'm backing principle and values and the Australian majority.
It's undeniable, though, that there is also voter discontent with Tony Abbott. You just have to look at the polling, and we just heard a grab from your colleague Don Randall. He says he can't go anywhere without constituents telling him that the party has to do something about the PM. You don't accept that the push for a spill is being driven by voter discontent?
Well, overwhelmingly. I mean, the polls tell a story. There's no question about that. But they also indicate that, you know, should we change leader, then the Liberal Party base would depart the party and leave it in droves. They would rebel and seek something else. That's my concern, quite frankly, that if we go down this path, we sentence the Liberal Party to that same moral abyss that the Labor Party led the Australian people into. I don't want to be part of that. I want to be a part of a party that has integrity and has values and represents them. I'm a conservative. I believe overwhelmingly the Australian people want principle brought back into politics, and I'll be doing everything I can to ensure that happens.
Now, you have said that you believe Tony Abbott should be given more time. If he does survive today, how much more time are you willing to give someone who has a net approval rating of negative 44? Won't he effectively be on notice from today?
We can't govern ourselves, you know, just on the polls all the time. If every time there was a bad poll or, you know, a piece of public...
You've had a fair few of them.
Yeah, but if every time there was a piece of negative opinion about the government or any government, and you had to change leader or you organise some sort of coup, this would be a disaster. We might as well commit ourselves to 50 governments in 50 years like the Italians did. I don't want to see that happen. And I think that the Australian people are tired of the circus. They're tired of the show ponies and the supersized egos that are running politics, those that are, you know, just in it for themselves. What about the national interest is the question, and you're better off governing with integrity and fighting for your values and your principles than just kowtowing to every little wind that blows along.
But it does look like Malcolm Turnbull could command up to 40 votes in the spill motion this morning. How can Tony Abbott go forward and deliver the government that you would like to see with close to his own party room being against him?
Well, there's a clear message to the Prime Minister that things need to change and there needs to be some policy changes.
And he's had that message several times in recent months, and has anything changed?
I would suggest to you that nothing has been as strong as the message that's been received through this. I have spoken to the Prime Minister and I believe that his commitment to change is quite genuine. But ultimately, we've got to make a determination about whether we want to be part of this whole circus. And that circus is to rip down leaders because sometimes we don't like what they're doing, or to, you know, pull down a prime minister and make politics in this country, quite frankly, even more of a laughing stock than it is currently.
And does this mean that the Liberals can never again talk about ending the chaos and dysfunction of the Labor years, considering you've just described it as a circus?
Well, it is a circus, and the Australian people believe that. And if we go down this path of tearing down a Prime Minister after only 16 months, we will be part of that circus. And, you know, I think the Australian people will quite rightly turn their backs on both of the major parties and start looking for alternatives. Now, I don't want to see that happen. I want to see the Liberal Party remain the party of integrity. I want to see people with some values come into the party to stand up for things that they believe in, rather than just be fighting for their own self-interest. It's about time there was more of, you know, national interest put into politics rather than just self-interest.
Corey Bernardi, thanks so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi speaking there with Alison Carabine in Canberra. It's 14 and a half minutes away from 8.